T-Mobile. And X. I just got on 85 and already trying to find my way around the closure. No gets anywhere. Plenty of closures and accidents are on it. There's just a very short blip of dark maroon on Google Maps, and I can't see far enough ahead to see what it is, and I'm just getting off at 95, and I'm going to take the access road for a little bit.
Good plan.
I didn't have my Google Maps running when I was coming down 18, and just before I got to 85, I figured, yeah, I better check, and I'm sure glad I did, because it's definitely stopped completely.
Picking up that last little bit of getting it done and opened up completely all the way up through there.
So yeah, just anyone listening, this is just south of exit 95 on 85 south. Looks like one of the temporary police mitigated closures where they just shut it down for a few minutes. So yeah, it's quite the backup. It's actually just a tractor trailer stalled in the right lane that's blocking the right lane.
Nobody gets hurt, and they get it cleared up quickly before major rush hour traffic.
But I'm just glad I was able to get around it, because it's very slow. My truck had was Android Auto, because I definitely am missing it right now.
Any experience at all with that? None of the vehicles I have it, and I haven't put it in them, so I don't have any experience with it.
I mean, I could basically just talk to my car, and it'll do anything I want it to do. Like, I could be like, hey, Google, take me to wherever, and it loads it into the navigation and starts it and everything. Hey, Google, find me a car charger. Hey, Google, play this song on Spotify, you know, whatever else I want it to do. It'll even send text messages, and you know, I can dictate and everything, and I can send stuff without ever having to touch my phone. So it's come a long way, and it's pretty good to have.
Yeah. Like I said, I just haven't set any of that stuff up. The tool truck doesn't have it. I mean, other than I want to use my phone, I could wake it up and do it that way, but I typically just wait till I'm stopped and take care of it. Anything special, or just take some time to relax and enjoy each other's company this week?
We didn't go anywhere. We just took 3 days off from work and bummed around the house and watched TV and movies and played games. And the kids went back to their dad's on Monday, so we had Tuesday and Wednesday to just kind of hang out. Actually, they went back on Tuesday morning. And so we had Tuesday and Wednesday just to ourselves. We went down to we actually went down to Greenville yesterday and bummed around town a little bit, ate a burger at Windy City, and came back to Traveler's Rest. Then drove back up 25. The scenic route took Highway 11 all the way home, so that was kind of fun. And it was a good relaxing time.
Sometimes that's just the best vacation is to do nothing, no plans, no, just do it on a whim.
You know, traveling anywhere is work. So the way we see it, if we're not taking 2 weeks off, we're not going to travel anywhere, unless it's one of those whirlwind trips like a concert or something. A couple years ago, we flew up to Boston, and we were gone from the house for like 30 hours. So we flew up to Boston, went to the concert, and then got up in the morning and flew back. And that's about the most whirlwind thing we do. But we're looking at maybe going to the Netherlands sometime and going to some other places. But you got to have some significant time off for that.
That's the hard part. Sometimes is the time off. For me, I can get a couple days here, a couple days there, but taking long chunks of time off is not something that's easily done.
It is anymore. It used to be that people could take vacation because, you know, your work could still get done while you were gone, but now in today's day and age, you know, there's nobody to replace you that while you're gone, so your vacation isn't even really a vacation. It's just postponement of work.
You come back and it's like, now I'm going to make you pay for taking time off.
Those hours anyway to do the work, so you end up just doing it after, you know, working extra after your vacation to catch up.
Well, Ken won't be with us this morning. He's off today. Today is his birthday.
I'll have to text him and wish him a happy birthday today at some point.
Still up, so, I mean, he could come in here on his HT. He's probably listening at home.
for listening. Happy birthday. Hope you have a good one. Stop. So I will return shortly. This is W2JKT.
HKX. I'm still mobile, so I'll be around.